Carlos Mendoza did what I've been dreaming about for 2 years, and that is I'm going to use my best reliever against their best hitters, and I'm going to let it all hang out. And Edwin made it exciting. He made it exciting. I mean, he's walking guys. He gives up the little base hit to Trey Turner, who then proceeds to just steal every base off of him. And so the Phillies had plenty of opportunities with the tying run and then eventually the go-ahead run in scoring position, and he bared down. He bared down and made the big pitch he needed to, and he got a six-out save. Think about this. This guy got a six-out save against the Philadelphia Phillies offense with a one-run lead in the most important game of the season. I don't want to use the phrase I'm going to use, but I'm going to use it anyway. And please, for all you Yankee fans who are listening, who are being voyeuristic, understand I say this with the deepest respect. That was Mariano Rivera-like. Because when I think of six-out saves, when I think of protecting the smallest of leads against the best of hitters, the only closer, the only one in the history of baseball that I would have the confidence to do it is Mariano Rivera. And for one day, I'm not saying Edwin is Mariano, trust me, he's got a long way to go, but for one day, getting a six-out save with a one-run lead as you're nursing this game-and-a-half lead over a playoff spot, and you're going up against the likes of Kyle Schwarber, and you're striking him out on three pitches, and you're going after Bryce Harper, and you're going after Trey Turner, and you're going after Nick Castellanos, and you're going after all of these guys. And Edwin Diaz gives up the soft hit to Trey Turner, gets through it anyway. He issues the two walks, including one to Brandon Marsh, right ahead of Cody Clemens, but he makes the big pitch when he needs to. And I can't be the only one who, when Cody Clemens, who, listen, just because Cody Clemens' father is a douche doesn't mean I dislike him. I don't care about Cody Clemens. It means nothing to me. That would be like hating my son because you hate me. There's no reason to hate the son. The son didn't do anything. But when Cody Clemens comes to the plate with first and third and then eventually second and third, knowing a base hit could give the Phillies the lead. And let's face it, if the Mets lose this game, we're all panicking. We are. I'm panicking. I'll be the first to tell you. I'll raise my head. One game lead, blow a game in the ninth inning against the Philadelphia Phillies, and lose to a Clemens? Yeah, I'd be on the Mets depression watch if they had lost this game, especially in that spot. Cody Clemens. Cody Clemens comes to the plate. And I'm having some of the worst visions that one can have. Like, are we going to let Roger? So Roger did enough to us in our lifetime. We're going to let Cody with a K beat us with a big hit. So thank you, Edwin Diaz. Thank you, Edwin Diaz, for getting the biggest out in the world and protecting this game and protecting this lead and completing what was, I mean, really a homestand that I don't think any of us could have even fantasized about, to go 6-1. To sweep the Washington Nationals, to win 3 of 4 against the Philadelphia Philly team, who, you know, quite frankly, for my money going into the postseason, I think is the most talented team in baseball in either league. You could take the Dodgers, you could take the Yankees, you could take the, you take whatever team you want. And it doesn't mean the Phillies can't be beat. The Phillies can be beat. Anybody can be beat. But for my money, talent-wise, when you look at their rotation, when you look at their lineup, when you look at how well their bullpen is pitched, I think they're the best team in baseball. They're the best team in baseball who could taste the champagne of clinching a division. Remember that celebration they had? I think it was last year or the year before that. One of their big celebrations where they were saying, I was thinking about the Mets in the locker room when they were popping the champagne. They don't like us. Even if the Mets haven't been a major factor against them the last couple of years, even if we haven't stuck it to them when it matters the most, they don't like us because they're jealous of New York, and I understand that. I get that. They live in a dinky, stupid little city where they sing songs like Fly Eagles Fly, and they pray to a green dopey mascot. But to beat this team, a team I respect, I do, I respect this team, to beat them 3 out of 4 with Atlanta winning a series against the Marlins, knowing that the margin for error was so tiny, this was an incredible job by this Met team. And that's why, as nervous as I am going into Atlanta, and as happy as I am that they've given themselves a little bit of a cushion, I have to admit, and maybe this is the high of the victory, maybe this is the emotion of winning a game like this and completing the homestand that they have. But this roster, this team, this 2024 New York Met team has certainly earned our trust, our belief. And so when we get to Tuesday night in Atlanta, there's a good chance that all these happy emotions I have will start to dissipate. I'll start to fear the Atlanta Braves the way I always have, because they have scarred us our entire lives. And I'll start to think about the worst case scenario of being swept by the Atlanta Braves, and I'll start to get negative and basically think the worst. But in this moment of high, in this moment of happiness, I do have to admit this Met team has earned this. They have played better than anybody in baseball for the second half of the season. They have stunned us all by getting to, what, 87 wins now with six games to go. They have put themselves in a prime position to make the playoffs. And maybe most impressively, they have responded to every bad moment this season has given them. Whether it is the Corbin Carroll game, whether it was losing the two games to the Philadelphia Phillies last weekend, which feels like an eternity ago. And obviously, you go back further, we know where this season started. We know the 0-5 start, the 11 games under 500, the this is the worst thing in the world, Jorge Lopez, worst team ever, the whole thing. But they have responded at every turn. And now they've set it up. They have set it up perfectly to go to Atlanta, win two games, and party. And that's the goal. Because let me make this perfectly clear. If the Mets win the series in Atlanta, 2 of 3, they are going to the postseason. They clinch a playoff spot by winning a series in Atlanta. Can they win one game, lose two, and still be set up going to Milwaukee? Yes. Absolutely. But win the series, finish the job, and then we can have a great time in Milwaukee talking about matchups.